This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 1, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today and windy, low 40s for high temperatures. The Salem News is reporting that the North Shore Birth Center at Beverly Hospital is officially closing today. Paul Layton writes today that supporters of the center gathered outside the center yesterday for a ceremony in the rain. The group included those who gave birth at the center and even those who were born there. The city of Lynn is working with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation on projects to design sweeping updates to Lynn streets. This is World Tech Engineering President Richard Benevento speaking on Lynn Community TV about the projects.
So Complete Streets is really something that was instituted actually across the country, but the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has a healthy transportation policy, and Complete Streets sort of evolved out of that. And really, it's accommodating all users. Years and years and years, we design roads for cars and cars only. Complete Streets concept is really a concept where we're accommodating all users. So we're accommodating vehicles, of course, but we're accommodating pedestrians, we're accommodating bicycles, and we're accommodating transit as well.
The Lynn TV show is hosted by Calvin Anderson. A Maine man has been sentenced to 3 to 5 years for a drunken plow rage incident last year in Danvers on Route 95. For David Peck of York, Maine, this was his third drunk driving arrest. The city of Newburyport is continuing with its public meetings on the Community Choice Power Supply Program. The next meeting will be December 15 at the Senior Center on High Street at 6 p.m. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon talking about the program.
It's an opt-in program, right? So everyone's already opted in. So if you want to opt out, you can, if you can find a better deal through a third party. But right now we're looking to, it's about 36% savings that we're going to be able to get you from National Grid by getting this plan. And so we've set up some community meetings coming up to answer any questions you might have, because I know there's still a lot of questions out there. We've already done some meetings. I think these letters going out from our Colonial Power broker group, I think those informational letters are going to help, but we're also going to have these public meetings.
Again, the next meeting for the Community Choice Power Program is Thursday, December 15. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots host the Bills tonight in Foxborough. Patriots coach Bill Belichick knows that the Bills' offense is led by a very powerful quarterback, Josh Allen.
We're explosive offensively. Allen's the leading rusher, so that tells you all you need to know about what you have to defend. Every time he touches the ball, it could be any number of things. It does them all well. It's a great player, certainly MVP candidate. Does a lot for their team.
Patriots and Bills tonight in Foxborough. The Celtics beat Miami last night, 134-121. Jason Tatum with 49 points. The Bruins host the Avalanche Saturday night. The Endicott men's and women's basketball teams both beat Salve Regina last night. Details below on this North Shore Today post. North Shore football teams playing in this weekend's Super Bowls from the North Shore include the Prep in D1, North Reading in D5, St. Mary's in Stoneham in D6, and Kip from Lynn will play in the Division 8 Super Bowl against undefeated Hull. Here is Kip coach Jim Rabbit.
Put a lot of time in on film study. And they have some athletes. They can run around the field, and they come after you hard, and they pursue to the football, and that's why they're so good defensively, right? They pursue to the ball. They have a really good middle linebacker who gets to, I think, everything, it feels like. And they have a D-line that pushes. So we have to slow them down, slow their pass rush down, and get the ball out quickly, and get the ball to our athletes in space. And offensively, they just have some backs who can really run, make people miss. They don't go down to first contact. So they're undefeated for a reason. They're scoring 40 points a game for a reason, and they're giving up 12 points a game for a reason. And we have to make sure we're just one step ahead.
Kip Academy football coach Jim Rabbit. We will have complete Super Bowl coverage this weekend on the website. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.